This is the Sakar Murli of 31st of March 2026. Essence. Sweet children, in order to claim a high status, always be honest with the true Father. If you make a mistake, ask the Father for forgiveness. Don't follow the dictates of your own mind. Question. Which especially loved children can never remain hidden? Answer. The serviceable children who love God's family, those who are concerned to do service day and night, those who are serviceable, obedient and faithful, and never follow the dictates of their own minds, and who have honest hearts, and are true to the Father, can never remain hidden. Song. You are the Mother and you are the Father. Om Shanti. What does this song guarantee? The children give a guarantee to the Mother and Father. Baba, I have you alone and none other. This is such a high destination. It is guaranteed for anyone who follows the Srimat of such an elevated Father, that he will definitely claim a high inheritance. However, the intellect feels that the destination is very high. This is why only a handful out of multi-millions become the beads of the rosary. It is said you are the Mother and Father, but Maya is so powerful that hardly anyone is able to follow that guarantee. Each one of you can ask yourself, do I truly belong to the Mother and Father? The Father says, no, there are very few of you. This is why you can see just how many beads of the rosary there are. Out of multi-millions, there is the rosary of victory of just 8. Some say one thing and do something else. This is why the Father says, look at this wonder. Baba explains with so much love that there are very few children who are worthy, those who are beads of the rosary. Children don't have that much strength to follow Srimad. Therefore they are definitely following the dictates of Ravan. This is why they are unable to claim such a high status. It is only a few rare ones who become the beads of the rosary. Such especially loved children cannot remain hidden. They remain seated in Baba's heart. Their only concern day and night is to do service. They love all of God's family. Their intellects are not pulled outside anywhere. You have to have such love for the divine family. On the path of ignorance, too, children have a lot of love for their father. Brothers and sisters have a lot of love for each other. Here, some don't have even the slightest yoga with the father. Many give a guarantee, and they still sing this on the path of devotion. You children are now personally in front of the father. Just think about it. Whatever people sing on the path of devotion, they remember God with so much love. Here they don't remember him. When you belong to Baba, Maya becomes your enemy and your intellects are pulled outside. So Maya makes you fall very hard. They don't understand that what they themselves do will make them fall. Due to following their own dictates, they continue to fall. They are not aware of what they are doing at all. Some children have weaknesses. They say one thing and do another. Otherwise, they could receive such an elevated inheritance from the Father. You should engage yourselves in doing the Father's service with so much honesty. However, Maya is so powerful that only a handful out of multi-millions recognize the Father fully. the father says, the same thing happens every cycle. Because they are not completely faithful and obedient, the status of those poor ones becomes like that. They say, Baba, I will study Raja Yoga and become Narayan from an ordinary man, or Lakshmi from an ordinary woman. I will not become Rama or Sita. They even raise their hands. However, some activity to match that is also required. The Unlimited Father has come to give you your inheritance. You should follow his Srimat. There are many who have taken an oath that they will not follow Srimat. Such ones cannot remain hidden. When it is not in their fortune, they are first slapped by body consciousness and then by lust. If not lust, then there is anger or greed. All of these vices are your enemies. Attachment is also such that it totally destroys all truth. Greed is no less. These are very powerful enemies. They would steal something, only worth a few pennies. That too is greed. The habit of stealing is very bad. If you continue to commit sin, your conscience will bite. So what status will you receive? How can we perform such actions after coming into Shiv Baba's sacrificial fire? Maya makes them perform many wrong actions. No matter how much is explained to them, they do not break their habits. Some are trapped in name and form. Because of body consciousness, they become trapped in name and form. Baba knows everything about all the centers. What can Baba do? He has to explain. There are so many centers. Baba receives so much news that he is concerned. Therefore, he has to explain. Maya is no less. She harasses you a lot. It is said to very good children, to seek a high position is to receive a lot of sorrow. Here there is no question of sorrow. You understand that the same thing happened in the previous cycle. After belonging to God, they are caught by Maya and then perform one sinful action or another. This is why the father says, many children promise Baba, I will definitely follow your Srimat, but they don't follow it. Therefore, just look how small the rosary is. All the rest are subjects. The destination is so high. Cleanliness of the heart is required for this. There is a saying, when there is honesty, the heart dances. When you continue to be honest with the Father, you will definitely dance with Krishna in the Golden Age. The Golden Age dance of Krishna is very well known. They show the Ras Leela dance, the divine activities of Radha and Krishna. Then they show the Rama Leela dance, the divine activities of Rama and Sita. However, the Ras Leela of Radha and Krishna is number one. Why? Because they remain very honest with the Father at this time. Therefore, they claim such a high status. Many children raise their hands. However, what is Maya like? You have to fulfill the promise you make to chase away the evil spirits of Maya. After you become body conscious, all the other evil spirits also cling to you. Baba says, become soul conscious and remember the Father. In that too, sit and talk to Baba early in the morning. Praise Baba. On the path of devotion, although they remember many, there is no real praise of anyone. They remember Krishna, sing his praise and say that he stole butter, that he abducted women, that he killed the demons, Akasur and Bakasur, that he did this and that. What else do they say? All of those are lies. There isn't an ounce of truth in them. So how could he show you the path? They don't know about liberation at all. At this time there is the kingdom of Ravan over the whole world. Everyone is impure at this time. Human beings don't even understand the meaning of the word corrupt. They don't even understand that in the golden age there were viceless deities. They sing, "You are full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full." In spite of that, they say that Ravan, Kans, Jarasandha, etc. also exist there. When they are told to remain pure, they reply that the deities still had children. "Oh, but you sing, you are full of all virtues, completely viceless, and so how can there be any question of vice?" When you tell them to become viceless, they reply, "How would the world population grow? How would children be born?" They sing praise at the temple, and when they go back home, they even forget that praise. Go and see this for yourselves. When you go to explain at their homes, they do not listen to you. Whatever they heard there at the exhibitions was left there. Tell them to become pure, and they will reply, "Wonderful, but how can the world continue without this?" They don't even understand how the viceless world functions. You children heard the song, and you also promised, "I will follow your Srimat, because there is benefit in following Srimat." The father says, "Follow Srimat, otherwise death will come." Then everything will have to be revealed at the tribunal. You committed these sins. You followed your own dictates, and so there is this stain every cycle. It isn't that if you fail once, you can then study again in the second or third year. No, if you fail now, you fail every cycle. This is why you must make a lot of effort. Follow Srimat at every step. Let there be nothing dirty within you. Make your heart pure and clean. Narad was told to look at his face in the mirror. He then saw that he was like a monkey. That too is just an example. Ask yourself, to what extent do I follow Srimat? Is my intellect's yoga wandering outside? I am not body conscious, am I? Those who are soul conscious will remain engaged in doing service. Everything depends on yoga. The yoga of Bharat is very well known. The incorporeal father only explains to the incorporeal children. This is called easy Raja Yoga. It is written that the incorporeal father taught easy Raja Yoga. It is just that they inserted Krishna's name. You know that you have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. You have to become pure and charitable souls. There is no question of sin. Stay in remembrance of the Father and engage yourself in doing his service. If you want to claim a high status, you will make effort, will you not? Sannyasis say that it is impossible to live at home with your family and remain as pure as a lotus. Many children fail to become perfect because they're unable to stay in remembrance. The father is now teaching you ancient yoga. The father says, "I come and teach you yoga myself. Now remember me. You have to come to me." This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. That is your sweet silence home. You residents of Barad understand that you will go to Barad and claim your full inheritance. The Father repeatedly explains to you, fulfill your promise fully. If you make a mistake, ask the Father for forgiveness. Look, this child has especially come to Baba for one day to ask for forgiveness. He made a slight mistake and has therefore come running here. Because his conscience is biting, he thought he would come personally to Baba and confess everything to Baba. He has so much regard for the Father. Many children perform much more sinful actions than this, and they are not even aware of it. The Father says, "Wonderful child, you are very good. You made a slight mistake and you came to ask for forgiveness." Baba says, "Always tell Baba about your mistake and ask for forgiveness. Otherwise that sin would continue to grow and you would then fall. It is only by having yoga, the main thing, that you can be saved. This yoga is greatly lacking. This knowledge is very easy. It is like a story. Whose kingdom it was 5,000 years ago and how they ruled it, for how long they ruled it, and how they became trapped in the vices while ruling the kingdom. No one conquered them, they were conquered later, when they became merchants. Ravan snatched their kingdom away from them. You are once again conquering Ravan and claiming back your kingdom. Even this hardly sits in anyone's intellect. There are those who are completely faithful and obedient to the Father. On the path of ignorance too, some are faithful and obedient. Some servants are very trustworthy. Even though there may be hundreds of thousands of rupees lying around, they would not take even one rupee. They would say, 'Master, you left the keys, and so I have carefully brought them back to you.' There are still such people." The Father continues to explain to you very clearly. Reason says, because of this, some are unable to become beads of the rosary. Therefore they go there and become maids and servants. Because they don't study, that definitely becomes their condition. They don't follow Srimad. The Father explains, "Your focus is fully on yoga. Maya completely catches hold of you by the nose and doesn't allow you to have yoga. If they had yoga, they would do very good service. There would be the fear of committing sin. This child is very good. If there is honesty, it would be like that. This one's status is higher than that of even some good children. Those who do service are trapped somewhere or other. They don't tell Baba anything. Even when they are asked to leave what they are trapped in, they don't do so. In the song, they promised, 'No matter what happens, I will never make such a mistake again.' The main thing is body consciousness. It is because of body consciousness that you make mistakes. Many make mistakes, and this is why you are cautioned. The Father's duty is to explain to you. If he didn't explain, you would say, 'No one told us about this. There is a story based on this.' The Father says, 'Children, be cautious. Otherwise a lot of punishment will have to be experienced. Don't then say, 'Why weren't we told about this?'" The Father explains everything to you very clearly. When you commit even a slight sin, that increases a great deal, and you then aren't able to raise your head in front of the Father. Instead of telling lies, confess and ask for forgiveness. Don't think that Shiv Baba can't see you. He knows everything on the path of ignorance too, for that is how he gives the return of sin and charity. He tells you very clearly, if you commit sin, there will be very severe punishment for you. You have come here to claim your inheritance from the Father. Let it not be that you cut both your ears off instead. They say one thing and remember someone else. What would be the condition of those who don't remember the Father? To eat pure food, to speak the truth, to wear simple clothes, also refers to this time. Since the Father has come and is teaching you, you should remain honest with him in every respect. Acha. To such honest, faithful and obedient children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Engage yourself in doing the Father's service with honesty. Remain completely honest and faithful. Have true love for God's family. 2. Don't mix the dictates of your own mind or the dictates of Ravan with Srimat. Make your guarantee of belonging to the one Father and none other firm. Keep your heart pure and clean. Blessing. May you be a world benefactor and give everyone God's message with the fragrance of your spirituality. Imbibe all the powers of spirituality, and your fragrance of spirituality will easily attract all souls to you. Since you are able to make Tamo Pradhan matter Sato Pradhan with the power of your mind, then use the power of your spirituality to be able to give even from a distance the Father's main message to souls who are not able to come in front of you. When you speed up this subtle machinery, many desperate souls will receive a drop of something and you will be called a world benefactor. Slogan. Let pure and elevated thoughts emerge in yourself, and any waste will automatically become merged. Aviat signal. Make your foundation of faith strong, and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Whenever any adverse situation comes in front of you, make the Father your companion, and you will experience not being alone, but that some special power is with you. No matter how many storms come, those storms become a gift when the Father is present with you. Become a victorious soul and celebrate the year of victory with the awareness of the title. Those whose intellects have faith are victorious. Om Shanti.